We would have killed for this when we were kids, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
A way to get work done in school with literally zero effort.
Damn.
And folks in the know say it's destroying our kids' brains. Because, Tommy, you don't send your kids to school to get good grades. You send them to learn.
Yes, critical thinking.
Well, how to read, do equations, and critical thinking. Mm-hmm. You're right. And if they get the right answer this way without using that brain, according to experts, they dumb.
Oh.
They super dumb.
Super dumb.
Tiki tiki tiki. Super dumb. You're hanging out the Breaker, brought to you Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Story on 13 WAM this week. Took a look at AI technology.
Oh, the AI is coming, bud, for your job.
Artificial intelligence. Specifically,
yeah.
AI technology, kids and in school.
Yeah.
ChatGPT. Now, Tommy,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking this not to insult you, but because I'm aware you may not know, are you familiar with ChatGPT?
No.
Okay. It is a bot. We good so far?
Yeah.
Okay. That, in theory, can give you the answer to anything you need.
Instantly.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. Story on 13 WAM describes it as having a conversation with an expert in all things.
Mm.
And everyone in the world, as long as you have the internet in your country, has access to ChatGPT for free.
But isn't that what Google is?
No. Google will give you answers to like a question and like show you things.
Yeah.
ChatGPT will like talk to you.
So they'll like give you they'll solve a math question.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Okay.
You could write into ChatGPT, write me a 5-page paper on why Napoleon's final whatever, yeah, blah, yeah. blah, 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 and it will spit it back out at you.
Okay.
Okay.
What was poor planning, by the way?
Some educators are sounding the alarm,
yeah.
saying kids of all ages are using ChatGPT to do all of their schoolwork. Some of them are using it for help.
Yeah.
Others are just like we gave an example.
Cutting corners.
Yes, they're entering the questions.
If I have a kid?
Having it do all the work.
Oh. And there are
lots of teachers, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, who have caught kids using ChatGPT to write entire essays.
But how do you, like, keep kids away from the future?
You keep kids away from the future?
Like, this is going to be a thing. It's already here.
It is a thing.
Yeah. Right, but it's going to get...
How do you combat, or how do you catch people using it?
And they're saying it's going to get more and more advanced as they work on it.
Wait, they're saying it?
They out there saying now.
They out there saying
Yeah. President AI one day.
AI president?
Yeah.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because you're right.
Lucky-ass kid.
Okay. No, not lucky-ass kid, because the folks that are watching this happen are saying this is actually making our kid dumber. Our kids are getting dumber because they're not actually learning these
things.
252-WCMF, are you ready to jump on the Tommy train and think this is the end of kids learning as we know it? Because that's the argument people are making. Legitimate experts are arguing this is the end of education for children as we know it.
But let me ask you this. So they said, like, the birth of the calculator was going to ruin math for kids and science. But it didn't.
Okay.
So, could this be the same argument that we're overthinking what the future is going to be? Like, because every time you think about the future, it's always horrific.
No, you're right.
Nobody ever talks about the future as being positive.
You're right.
But it seems like every time these things show up, it actually helps us in the long run.
Look, that is a valid point, because I think there is an argument you can make that this is just one of many boogeymen we've seen.
Because they said
the
computer, you weren't going to think anymore. You could just say the computer does all the work.
You're right. No, everything you are saying is correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I do think there's a difference between having a calculator now in your pocket. It is funny, all those teachers. You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket all the time. Yeah, how about now, bitch? I think there's a difference between getting a math equation.
Yeah.
And not being able to think critically.
Having to do all your work.
Well, I'm just saying, as a kid, like, you know, part of being in school is learning to have opinions.
Yes.
Learning where to find the right information. You're losing all of that. I mean, going even further.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we're bad at math.
Yes.
We're the worst math show of all time. So for you to argue like, well, you know, calculator didn't ruin people's ability to do math. You can't do it. I can't do it. Kimmy can't do it. How many people do you know that are really good just off the top of their head at math?
Very few, but in my defense, I never had a shot.
Kimmy might have.
Yeah. She had it all.
You heard
that
it.
I was somebody. I was also a kid, though, that would have looked for any opportunity like this to use it to my advantage. Like, if I didn't have to read a chapter in a book and I could just ask ChatGPT or whatever kids use to do this, what happened in this chapter and summarize it for me in like a page,
mm-hmm.
I would have absolutely done that. Like,
and they will actually
maybe
write
it didn't
your homework.
Do all the work for me. It may not have done all the work for me. Like, maybe I knew I could only get away with so much, but whatever it gave me, I would have taken.
Okay, so there is another problem.
What's the matter?
252 WCMF. I see you guys on hold. I want to talk to you. As we talk about the story on 13WAM, where local teachers and administrators are worried that ChatGPT is making every kid dumb and it's the end of education. You know, the way we've been describing it, it makes it sound like this miracle wave. Like, you know, you wave your finger and you get whatever you want.
Yeah.
ChatGPT can be straight up wrong.
Yeah, oh. It does have its issues.
So it gets information from stuff that's on the internet. That's what it does. It combs the internet.
It grabs everything.
Yeah, and bingo, 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 it spits it out. If it uses the wrong source, it will tell you wrong things. It can also give you biased opinions on topics based on what it has gone through.
Like articles it picks up on.
Exactly. Yeah. And there are some sections of the internet you do not want to go.
Really?
But Kimmy, like, you know, you say it, I'll use it to summarize a chapter.
Yeah.
Who's to say that your kid's getting the right information from that ChatGPT spitting it back out?
Yeah, close enough.
But they're going to try.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Peyton. Hello, Peyton.
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
Good, Peyton.
Oh, very nice. No, I use ChatGPT daily, and I'm in college, or I'm in grad school, I guess, now, and all my professors encourage us to use it on almost every assignment. I mean, I don't use it as write my paper for me, rather on the tail end of writing the paper, taking me 3 hours to read it over, I put it in there and say, hey, cut this down, make it a little bit nicer and easier to read, and okay. Professors love it. So, I mean, it works, and again, you're right, it spits out wrong, the math part of it doesn't spit out a right answer, I'd say 50% of the time. It gives you wrong formulas and all sorts of things like that. I've tried using it for math, and it doesn't work. So, if teachers are smart enough, they will catch on to students using it and say, hey, use it as a tool rather than a complete crutch for you.
All right. Now, Peyton, there's a very important question we have to ask before we let you go.
Yes.
What are you in grad school for?
Master's in business. Nothing too crazy.
Okay, yeah, we're fine. He's not a doctor.
All right.
Yeah, no.
Peyton, you just want to rip people off. Okay.
Peyton, thanks for the call, buddy. There goes MBA.
Peyton,
MBA.
Businessman.
So, Kimmy, while you were on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Tommy about, because he made the argument about the calculator and how people thought that was going to end education, and it didn't. There have, throughout the years, been different things that, like when we were kids, for example, we had Sparks Notes. You remember Sparks Notes?
Yep.
Okay, are you familiar with those?
I paid for Sparks Notes. Right? Sparks Notes. Is it Sparks Notes?
Sparks Notes? I thought it was Sparks.
I think it's Spark Notes.
I thought it had an X. Doesn't matter.
They're basically cheat sheets.
Yeah, it was a thinner, a pared-down version of a novel, book, whatever, so you could read it.
So it gave you the Reader's Digest version of a story.
Yeah. Yes, and they were marketed as study guides, but you could read the Sparks Notes.
And have
pretty
it
much get most of what you needed to know.
Exactly. And you could buy them in any bookstore. I remember the amount of times I had to turn that corner and go find a spot, and I wouldn't even buy them. I just read them in the bookstore because they were like $15. But like those were going to ruin education. There's a big push against those, Kim.
Well, I would argue that it did affect us, though. I mean, there were books that I didn't read because I could get by with the Sparks Notes.
So that makes
I can't say it's Sparks Notes.
But do you think you're dumber because of it?
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
That's a pretty dumb answer. I don't know.
Well, I don't know the difference of like if I did actually put in the work and read and find that information myself. Maybe I would have had better reading comprehension. I don't know.
Okay, now Kenny's saying they were called Cliff's Notes. I thought Cliff's
Notes.
There
were both. Okay. There were Spark Notes and Cliff Notes. You could find both of them.
Yeah, it was cool. I went with Sparks.
Well, yeah, top.
Kenny's all lame. Oh, we go to Cliff. Now I want Sparks.
So I think Cliff was from like my generation.
Well, yeah, because nobody named their kid Cliff after like 1970.
True.
There was also the rise of the search engine when we were in high school and middle school. Like we didn't. I remember, the librarian used to have a class.
Have a what?
Well, you had this when you were a kid, where you would have to go to like library class to learn
to like a study
look
hall.
Up books.
No. You didn't have a class that taught you how to use like.
Basically use the library.
Encyclopedias, Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in that class like as Google and Ask Jeeves and Yahoo search engine, GeoCities, stuff like that was coming up. And like this woman went on like a 20-minute rant about how this was exactly what we're talking about now. I mean, she was like losing.
Well, she'd be putting her out of a job.
Exactly. But, I mean, this will also put people out of jobs.
Will it, though?
I mean, sir.
I mean, they say that about every invention.
But there are certain things that will change, and we've just talked about how much it has every generation. Like I said, maybe it's not going to be the be all end all, but there may be things that you lose along the way.
Yeah, but maybe it needs to. Like things need to evolve. Like everything changes. New innovations, machinery, technology comes in.
Okay.
And they always say it's going to put everybody out of work, and it's going to be terrible. And it doesn't happen because it just moves to something else.
Well, here's the thing. No, I mean, the world doesn't end.
No.
But it does put people out of work.
But those people find other things to do.
Okay.
Look at all the modern technology you have. We have some of the lowest unemployment rates in the history of this country.
Yes.
So those all the people that got, after COVID, there were no jobs, yeah, and things were going to go away. It just morphs into something else.
Yeah, but I'll counterpoint to that.
Counter up. What do you got, Big Shot?
I agree with your innovation, and I understand things have to work a certain way. But let's talk about different jobs, because there were people that worked at Kodak.
Yes.
For years and years. And they got paid a salary where they could buy a house, have two cars, one income family, and they could go on a vacation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got different jobs.
Right.
Paid them half that. Because innovation came in. But that's what I mean.
Or they took other jobs, or they went into other fields of work.
If we look at...
And then they played softball. And ironically,
if we look at the graph of the quality of life and what people make now compared to 50 years ago, it's lower. Adjusted for inflation, you can't argue that.
For some. Not for everybody. You can't say everybody.
Most.
You're doing better than your old man.
Actually, I don't know that I am.
Please.
I don't know. Bro, he was a cop for 25 years.
You married up. Bro.
Okay, yeah, I got it. But I'm saying me personally.
You found your way.
No, but me personally, career-wise, I don't know if I'm doing better than my dad. He's got a pension that pays him for half his salary and full medical for the best.
He earned it, though. Bro.
Got a lot of cats out of trees, and he only crashed in the hospital dead one time. 252 WCMF. We've gotten off track.
Ah, Jesus.
We're talking about the story on 13 WHAM, ChatGPT, how teachers and administrators in schools are ruining it. It's going to argue education because there are kids that are just using it straight up to do their work for
them. They don't want to think anymore.
Let's talk... Let's talk to Alicia. Hello, Alicia. You're on CMF.
Hey, guys. So I actually use ChatGPT at my work when I need help with wording reports, emails, or looking up code items. So it's a great quick way to get reference things. But like you said, yes, you still have to check and double check what ChatGPT is spitting out. But I don't think it ruins anything.
But it's going to put you out of work. Eventually, it's going to put you out of work.
Not. I mean, because it can't do what I'm doing. It can't design.
It can't call a radio station when you should be working?
What?
Alicia.
Should you be working instead of running around in your damn tracksuit?
Oh, Alicia!
Alicia, unfortunately, he can't run.
That's true, yeah. Yes.
Oh, I know that. I see that recliner.
Alicia, what do you do?
Nothing.
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Okay. And you have no concern that 10, 20 years from now that the artificial intelligence technology will be...
used to put you out of work.
Yeah.
It'll do what you do.
No, because we have to still do drawings. We still have to do code compliance. Like you said, there's still a lot of flaws in it.
Okay.
All right, that's good then. All right, so there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if there's one thing we've learned...
It'll put Tommy out of work because it is funnier than Tommy.
Ooh, okay. You were doing great. I'm sorry, Alicia. That was one joke too far. And I wanted to be on your side. I did.
What did I tell you about Alicia's? Your nightmare.
Type into ChatGPT, better joke than I just did.
Tommy.
Ooh, I didn't do this.
Sorry, Alicia. Have a good day, Alicia.
You're a nightmare.
I do think that's naive.
Yes,
and look,
course.
I don't know what she does. But to say that technology won't get to a point, unless you have a hands-on job, that it can't replace me. Look,
maybe
I mean,
she does do a lot of hands-on stuff.
Okay. Well, she says drawing and code and things like that. There are people that lost their jobs to technology that never in a million years.
Yeah.
And even some hands-on jobs. For example, we've seen fast food restaurants try and fail to go to automation, but it doesn't mean they won't.
Don't they have bartenderless bars?
Yes.
That's one you never thought you'd see go away.
Robots that will bring you your food from kitchens. And I get that that's not AI, but the point I'm making is I'm not trying to be scary guy.
No,
nobody's saying. But it's not out of the question that 10 years from now, 5 years from now, tomorrow, we're replaced by artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the DJ 2000?
Don't praise the machine. But in all seriousness, I mean...
Well, yeah.
You've heard, there's this thing we follow on Instagram of someone that uses AI to create these disgusting songs that sound like pop songs.
God, they are so funny.
And it's dead on.
Yeah.
It's dead on. And we sit here, we laugh, and we're putting Weird Al Yankovic out of business. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Let's talk to actual intelligence, not artificial. Ben, he's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, I don't know. So this AI, I think it can be good, but it also can be bad. Because, I remember stuff better to, like, even just, like, public school, because I was homeschooled, but my ex-wife went to public school. There's stuff that I remember better than her because, like...
Like where the butter was?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Or the front door?
So, like, New York State history. We actually, instead of just, like, learning it in a book, we drove around New York State to all these different spots and actually learned the history hands-on. Like, an AI chatbot isn't going to give you, like, the hands-on experience, you know, that real life is going to give you.
You know what's weird about that?
What's that?
It turns out that was just Ben's mom trying to leave him in different New York cities.
Oh, abandon a baby?
We're going to Utica today. Oh, we got to go. All right, so Ben, you're not worried about this.
I can see the dangers of it, but at the same time, it's like, if you use it, like the other caller said, they use it as, like, an assistant.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, fine. But, like, if you solely crutch on that to try and pass all your classes, you're going to be stupid.
All right, Ben, thanks for the call.
Be like Ben, don't be stupid.
Tommy, are you familiar with the Nintendo Switch?
No.
It is the third highest selling video game console of all time.
Damn.
So the original Nintendo Switch came out in 2017. They have sold worldwide, Nintendo, 152 million of these.
God damn.
It's sold more than the original PlayStation, the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, both Game Boy and Game Boy Color and Game Boy Advance. It's like a phenomenon. So
this is like number one of all time.
You got it. So a year ago, folks were alerted that the Nintendo Switch 2 was going to be released.
This is a new version.
You got it. The newest, more updated version. And if I'm not mistaken, there have been delays, like false starts, all this stuff.
Okay.
Yesterday, the Nintendo Switch 2 finally went on sale.
Rolled it out.
You got it. They sold out online immediately.
Okay.
Which meant the only chance for some video game lovers to get their hands on this thing was to go to the actual store.
You got
to
hit the streets.
You got it. And last night, dozens of Rochesterians brought out their folding chairs and their phones and their backpacks and waited in line at Best Buy to get their hands on the Nintendo Switch 2.
This is a little sad.
There's not a place in America you can buy one right now for retail.
Yeah.
So it's sold out.
Sold out completely. The only chance these
people why would they go into Best Buy?
Well, because they waited for the doors to open. Yeah. Did they start selling them at midnight, or did they have to wait till this morning?
I didn't see what time.
But it sounds like they're going to be out quick, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, the people that were waiting in line got them, the front of the line. 252-WCMF, did anybody go last night and check out this scene, get their Nintendo Switch 2? You're probably not up yet if you were up at midnight getting it. Kimmy, do me a favor, because I think I know what it costs. Can you please Google what these people were willing to spend and wait in line for the Nintendo Switch 2 last night?
So is this something that I buy, but I still got to buy the games on top of that?
Yeah,
or is
of course,
it all...
yeah. It's a console.
Oh, it doesn't come with the games?
I'm sure it comes with some.
But they whack you for every game.
So I think you're being old school again. I think you'd pay to download the game.
Well, they're saying no. The initial cost ain't it. You're going to have to buy... You had to pay to play, basically.
Either download or pay for a subscription service. Yes, I think so. Mm. All right, Kimmy, the cost of the Nintendo Switch 2?
$500.
God damn, $500 for a stupid game? I thought everybody was broke.
I mean, isn't that? That's actually cheaper than some of the other...
Who's got that? What kind of kids got that kind of
Xbox
money?
Xbox is usually more, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not just a handheld. So you can play it just with your hands, away. Mm-hmm. You can also put it on, like, a TV. It's called a hybrid system. It's one of the first hybrid...
Play it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. On your TV, on your hands, even with your chicken pox. That doesn't work. I don't know why I said that. So these people not only waited in line, they were willing to drop $5 to get it on their hands.
Yeah.
Why are you bothered by this?
It's sad.
Why?
Well, first of all, I'm sick of this, the economy, and you get money for this crap.
Well, I mean, there are
people. It's a stupid game.
People budget their
entertainment.
Yeah, different. No?
I don't know. That's what you want to waste your money on?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm looking at a picture of the folks waiting in line. They all look to be between like 22 and 30.
It's going to be a sea of dorks.
I mean, you could describe it that way.
Yes.
You could describe it as a sea of dorks.
I mean,
Lonely boys.
It's definitely got, like, stereotypical gamers.
Yeah,
right?
Lost Lonely Boys.
Lost Lonely Boys? Yeah. Is that like Los Lonely Boys?
No, this is the...
This was the female
this
equivalent?
This is the pasty version of Lost Lonely Boys.
Los Lonely... But you were saying, Kevin. Yeah.
It is funny that it's... like it's a wait in line kind of situation, because I feel like with the last few releases of these, like these big gaming consoles that have come out, like you have to do it the way you would a big concert or something. Like you get in line for it online.
But he said they tapped that out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there was a queue to buy them.
But I guess that's my point. Is like I don't remember the last time they actually did like an in-store release like this.
And I don't get this.
Besides maybe like the last time I remember this was like one of the iPhone releases.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But if you wait a month, you'll get your game.
Yeah, but right? You gotta wait a month.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
You're a month of not playing it. I mean, these people are passionate about it.
But is it like bragging rights that you got the first one? Because what's the difference if you waited a month? Because you probably got the lesser version of it at home now you can play.
Well, you have the Nintendo Switch 1, but it's not the Nintendo Switch 2.
I get it, but it... That doesn't satisfy your Jones?
I mean, again, like...
Well, sometimes the upgrades stop working, and it kind of becomes almost like useless technology. I don't know,
so
you know, the Switch, how bad it's gotten, but I know with, like, people with older versions of, like, PlayStation or Xbox, like, they can't play their games anymore because they're not compatible.
Chrissy writes us on Instagram, and we're talking about the Nintendo Switch 2 being released yesterday. It sold out online immediately. People were waiting in line at the Best Buy in Henrietta to spend $500 each on the few that they had. And, you know, you brought up, Kimmy, why would they not do this all online?
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps Nintendo a ton, where you got this now news stories in every city in America of people waiting in line.
Yeah.
That's why you do it. Chrissy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, I deliver for Walmart. They had pre-order, and they delivered them all yesterday morning. I delivered 15 of them to 15 different houses. Maybe 5 people came outside when I got there, all of them men in their 30s.
Like waiting to receive it.
I get it.
Sure.
You've never had something you were just looking out the window waiting for?
But you got something $500 coming to the door.
You wait that out.
I mean, it is bizarre when you look. I got a list in front of me
of
the highest selling consoles in the history of games. So those are the things you play the games
on. Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, you want to take a shot at what's number one?
It has to be maybe one of the PlayStations.
Okay, you're almost there.
I don't know. I don't even know what they're called.
PlayStation 2
is
the highest selling console of all time. I would ask you the second, but you wouldn't be able to guess it.
PlayStation 1?
No, idiot. Nintendo DS is number 2.
Oh.
And that's another handheld. But the PlayStation 1, that sold 100 million, over 100 million.
God damn.
That's sixth?
Sixth?
Sixth. And like, if you look at the like original Nintendo, that's outside of the top 10. They sold 61 million. Now, granted, there's more people that have access to this stuff now. But like, you look at like the revolutionary things.
What a racket. What?
Like, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the original Nintendo, changed the way society operated.
Yeah.
Same with Atari. Like, changed the original
America.
Atari. I mean, it did. It changed the world.
It really did.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe that's why PlayStation 2 is number one. If I'm not mistaken, that was, like, the first, like, console everybody had the ability to plug in internet-wise and, like, play each other.
Oh, that could be.
So now you didn't have to be in the same
connection. So you went online.
Yeah. So you had the ability.
With your gamer buddies.
Well, yeah. But it did change the way we work. Like, now... Connecting with somebody, video game or not, in another room, another country, another city, it's just commonplace.
Oh, yeah.
Are you not appreciating?
Well, it's just weird that he sees this as such a waste of money when you talked about how much you spend on one pair of socks from random countries around the world. I would argue.
I thought you were getting with my pornography problem. But
also
okay,
that.
Also that.
Stick with the socks.
I mean, you could throw a bunch of stuff out there that people would look at and be like, why are you doing that?
Well, it's style. It's fashionable.
You can't just wear a regular pair of socks.
But you can find like a similar pair of socks here.
It's more of a lifestyle.
American-made socks.
By the way, there ain't.
There are American-made socks.
They're all called alpaca, and you laugh at them.
Go to Marshall's and buy the same socks for like $2.
You can't buy those socks.
I don't know.
Italian socks.
I love how you go, I'm going to laugh at the alpaca socks, not the dark maroon socks you wore the other day.
Those things were sharp.
So Ripped Van Winkle writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Apparently, there were a bunch of people who got their Nintendo Switch 2s, opened them up, and found out that they stapled through the packaging into the screen and it was damaged.
Oh.
Wait, there's a...
It was a packaging.
There's a TV screen on it?
Yeah, it's a handheld, so I can play like this. Or I can take the whole thing and plug it into my TV.
Oh, okay.
And play like that. But yeah, like you can walk around and play with the screen.
So they damaged it when they packaged it.
Oh.
That's a fact.
You spend all that money, you wait.
Now you got to return it and wait.
And then everyone else is playing it. You ain't got it.
You're out.
Oh.
Loser.
Oh, man.
Loser. You're out, man. Outdated.
We